It is 62 degrees in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Memorial Day weekend is this coming weekend. Getting there, if you're driving, shouldn't break the bank.
For most of the country, gas prices are going to be generally on par with where they were last year for Memorial Day weekend, within a few cents. The Energy Department reporting the average price of regular unleaded came down 2 more cents in the past week to an average of $3.58 a gallon. The only outlier is California, where regular unleaded is 36 cents higher than it was a year ago, sitting at almost $5 a gallon on average. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Environmental Protection Agency alerting water utilities nationwide to take immediate actions to protect their systems from increasingly frequent and severe cyber attacks. The defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial expected to rest today. Trump himself is not expected to testify. The judge is eyeing next week for closing arguments and jury deliberations. This is ABC News. The San Francisco federal judge who sentenced David DePape to 30 years for taking a hammer to Paul Pelosi, spouse of the then House Speaker Nancy, will reopen the sentencing hearing. It's a technical reason Judge Jacqueline Scott Corley neglected to let DePape speak during last week's sentencing. Behold, the mighty cockroach, seemingly death-proof, no matter how hard we try to kill him. But ABC's Derry Albinger says they learn from the best.
Researchers at Baylor College of Medicine studied the genetics of cockroaches from their humble beginnings in Asia, and they found they scuttled across the globe by hitching a ride with another species, humans. They traveled west through the Middle East about 1,200 years ago in soldiers' bread baskets and later stowed away on Dutch and British East India Company trade routes. Once cockroaches got to Europe and North America, they got comfy with inventions like indoor plumbing, where they've quickly evolved to resist most pesticides. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The brand new forecast is just in this morning, and we have a little bit of a reading about some showers and thunderstorms today, muggy and turning breezy. Some storms could be severe, especially late today. The outlook for tonight, some storms, some severe, ending by late evening, and then variable clouds and breezy conditions, a low of 54. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy, and much less humid, a high of 72, west winds at 15 to 25. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 49. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again, a high of 79. And Friday, cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms much of the day, a high of 73. It looks like a rainy week this week in southwest Wisconsin. And again, some storms predicted for today. Here's to us all staying safe, and hopefully we can weather the storm and it goes around us, right? We'll see what happens. 0.02 of an inch of rain so far, a little bit of light rain at the present time. That's after 1.08 inches yesterday here at the WRCO studios. It is 62 degrees as we officially begin the broadcast day today, Tuesday, May 21st.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home
I'm glad morning when this life is o'er. I'll fly away to my home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
We start the day in a positive way with the Gatlin Brothers, and I'll Fly Away. Before that, our national anthem sung by Jennifer Nettles, and here we are together again, friends. It's time for another Light in the Milk House show extravaganza. Yes, it is. Anyway, good to have you along today. We're at 62 degrees with a little bit of light rain out there today, but an inch and eighth yesterday, so that was certainly beneficial for the soil, and more on the way. There were a lot of puddles yesterday around here that we haven't seen for a while. We talk about it being a wet spring, which I guess it has been, but it certainly has dried off quickly, too. We've had a lot of spring winds to do that. Today, it doesn't sound like it's going to be real dry. We've got some tunes to get you going for the chores today, and we'll also check sports coming up in about 10 minutes. The Brewers lost an extra inning game last night. Details coming up in about 10 minutes. Here's Glenn Campbell on WRCO.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some new line. The rivers of my memory, it keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or
to the graduating seniors of Riverdale High School. Congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, WCCU Credit Union, and Wilson Door and Construction.
Mr. Steve Warner on WRCO and The Weeknd. Well, The Weeknd's a little ways away yet, but we can always kind of keep that dream alive, keep thinking toward The Weeknd, which is a big weekend, Memorial Weekend, first unofficial weekend of summer, although I think we've already had that. Today, Tuesday, May 21st, the Capital Wealth Advisory Group in Richland Center will host an Impact Life Mobile Blood Drive today from 11 until 2:30. The Mobile Drive will be held at 1313 West Seminary Street. To schedule a donation time, call Impact Life at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Walk-ins today of the drive are also welcome. For that event, Be aware of it. And then going on tomorrow, Second Harvest will be in Gay's Mills from 2 until 3. Volunteers will load the food into your vehicle. Please do not arrive before 1:30 tomorrow. There you go. Some reminders from WRCO's community calendar. Coming up, a look at sports here on the radio. We'll update you there and, we'll try to give you some good Brewer news. They were in it. It was a good game. They could get a participation ribbon, I guess.
You just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running a wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man.
Tell me why.
Every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door.
Tell me why.
Red Sovine, Webb Pierce, WRCO. Something June says to me about every day. Why, baby? Why? Why? 5:20 the time. Coming up, our sport headlines, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, most of our high school events were canceled yesterday because of wet grounds. One WIA regional softball game was going on in the area. Cuba City with a win against Argyle Blackhawk, 12-2. And in baseball yesterday, Baraboo shut out Mauston, 13-0. WIAA regional track and field action went on at a few locations in southwest Wisconsin yesterday as the rains calmed down. We got some sun and warmth later on in the day, and they got those meets in. Today, the WIAA softball tournament is set to resume, and it looks a little iffy with the forecast that we have. Josh Bell singled with the bases loaded in the 10th inning to give the Miami Marlins a 3-2 victory over the Brewers. It was Christian Betancourt's sacrifice fly against reliever Mitch White, advancing the automatic runner to third. And then a batter was actually intentionally walked and stole second. Brian De La Cruz drew an intentional walk before Bell hit a grounder to right field that scored the run. Tanner Scott allowed a leadoff walk to Christian Yelich in the top of the 10th. Joey Ortiz's sacrifice bunt advanced courtesy runner Bryce Terang and Yelich before Scott struck out Willie Adames and retired Gary Sanchez on a flyout to center field. In other action yesterday, it was San Diego over Atlanta, 6-5. Also, Atlanta won the nightcap, 3-0. The Dodgers 6 and Arizona 4. In the American League, Toronto 9, the White Sox 3. Boston 5-0 over Tampa Bay. Seattle 5, the Yankees 4. Kansas City 8-3 over Detroit. The Angels 9 and Houston 7. Interleague play, Cleveland 3-1 over the Mets, Washington 12, Minnesota 3, St. Louis 6-3 over Baltimore. From the NHL playoffs, Edmonton 3 and Vancouver 2. And in women's basketball, New York 74-63 over Seattle, and Connecticut got the win against Indiana 88-84.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
5:23 the time. It is aerobic polka time if you're ready. All right. I'll give you a little more time. Okay, you ready? All right, here we are. A one and a two and a... go the aerobic polka. That was the Farmers and Ranchers Lament, the broke but happy polka, right there, played by Teddy G and the orchestra. Good morning, 62 at WRCO Studios. Muggy and turning breezy today. Occasional showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be rather severe, especially late today, in a high of 82. Some thunderstorms tonight, again, some of which could be strong, and 54 degrees. The rest of the week sounds pretty nice, with, again, some rain creeping into the forecast by later in the week, maybe Friday. It's 62 degrees after a couple of one-hundredths of an inch of rain. From the area of severe storms expected today, and from Richland County Emergency Management, giving us the tip to tip you off that severe storms with damaging wind are predicted, hail and tornado threats through the day. Some morning storms that could be strong to severe, but the highest risk of severe weather will be between 3 and 9 p.m. today. We'll keep you posted from right here in Radio Country, WRCO. Farm news and markets coming up. Here's Jim Reeves.
Last night was the worst night of my life, no doubt. 'Cause while I stayed at home, someone else took you out. I cried 'cause I love you with all of my might, and I miss me how I miss at your house last night. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down. Friend there with you, he'll have to go. Oh, how I miss you tonight. Miss you when lights are low.
Medley, some of his biggest hits right there on the old Light in the Milk House show. Good morning. It is 5:30 and 62 degrees in Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Corn and soybean planting has mixed progress across the country. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. U.S. corn and soybean planting continues to make mixed progress. That's due to widespread rainfall in parts of the Midwest and Plains. Nationwide, 70% of U.S. corn is planted, 52% of soybeans are in the ground. In Wisconsin, statistician Greg Bossler says 5.2 days were suitable for field work, with tillage and planting continuing and some farmers cutting first crop hay. Corn planting in Wisconsin, 66% done, 23% of that now emerging. Soybean planting, 57% finished, with 21% emerging. 81% of the oats have been planted, 82% of the potatoes are in the ground, and farmers are just getting started on first crop alfalfa hay. The frequent rain with few dry days for field work have some farmers and crop insurance agents preparing for some prevent plant claims.
I'm getting nervous too, especially some of these northern counties with heavy soil that haven't been able to turn any dirt yet.
Amy Penterman and her husband operate a dairy farm, and she is also a crop insurance agent. Penterman tells Brownfield final planting days range from around May 25th in northern counties to May 31st for some central Wisconsin counties, and with prevent plant, it must be a common problem in the area.
Your neighbors have all gotten planted, and it's right now you want to call it quits. You probably don't want to do that. You want to attempt to get in those fields as long as you can and then get a hold of your agent to see what your options are.
Penterman says farmers should talk to their crop insurance agent about how the rule changes might affect them.
Your neighbors have all gotten planted, and it's right now you want to call it quits. You probably don't want to do that. You want to attempt to get in those fields as long as you can and then get a hold of your agent to see what your options are.
And she says partially planted fields with wet areas might be eligible too. An agronomist says while corn and soybean planting remain a top priority, first crop hay is also on their minds.
First crop is definitely knocking on the door here. Some people have it made already.
Bob Berkovich from Pioneer in southeast Wisconsin says it seems to be more normal first crop hay as far as tonnage, but he has not heard about the hay quality yet. And farmers have been dealing with more pests this spring.
I know there have been some concerns with alfalfa weevils where some guys decided to harvest a little early because of that. Other folks made an insecticide application to try to get those larvae killed off before they did too much feeding and reduced yield.
Berkovich says some farmers he works with have already cut some grass and alfalfa and will be looking for good weather to wrap up row crop planting and concentrate on their hay production. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
A slow start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day sharply lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a typically quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists this week are mixed. Higher in Kansas, somewhat lower in Nebraska, and lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume could hold out until sometime midweek or later. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were $3 to $6 higher. Feeder heifers were $4 to $8 higher. Steers, light 7 weights, and heifers, light 8 weights, were up to $12 higher. The USDA says demand was good and quality was average. Medium and large one feeder steer, 700 to 737 pounds, brought $255 to $279. Feeder steers, 852 to 891 pounds, brought $230 to $243. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 767 to 795 pounds, brought $223 to $240. Box beef into the day mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice closed 75 cents lower at $312.70. Select closed $1.95 higher at $299.35. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 4,000 on the weekend, down a little more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Processors didn't have much motivation to bid up and move needed numbers Monday. Prices were reflective of that. Overall, demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, and domestic demand is seeing a boost with summer grilling season just around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 214 with a weighted average of 86.43. The Iowa Minnesota closed 359 lower with a weighted average of 85.82. The Western Corn Belt was down 293 with a weighted average of 85.79. Pork values closed higher, up 92 cents at 101.77. Ribs were sharply higher. Loins, bellies, and picnics were also higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 19,000 on the week and up a little less than 10,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders were pressured by the higher move in corn, and lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade and that higher midday move in pork. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn were up, expecting more planting delays in parts of the Midwest and Plains this week. July beans were 20 higher at 1248. August was up 17 and three quarters at 1243. July corn was up 8 at 460 and a half, and September was 8 and a half higher at 471. Live cattle were mixed at a widespread direct business. June live was 42 higher at 181.47. August was 50 lower at 178.55. With that higher move in corn, August feeders were $1.37 lower at 258.47. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade in the higher midday move for pork. June was up 42 at 96.92. July was down a dime at 99.95. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A new tool for more precise fertilizer applications today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A new app allows farmers to make more informed decisions about fertilizer use. The Fertilizer Recommendation Support Tool is designed to make soil test data more transparent and soil testing more user-friendly overall. Nathan Slayton, a professor at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture, was part of the team that developed the app.
What we have noticed, and not just recently, but this has been a problem for years, is that states that basically share the same weather patterns, the same soils, the same production systems, often have different fertilizer recommendations, and that's even if they're using the same soil test methods.
Slayton says the app can help farmers be better environmental stewards as well.
One of the major problems from an environmental standpoint is putting nutrients out where they don't belong. So if we can think back to the 4R mentality, right nutrients, right source, right place, figuring out whether or not the crop is going to respond to fertilization is extremely important for responsible nutrient management.
Learn more at soiltestfrst.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder cattle sale is at 9 a.m. It's an all-beef, new crop calf yearling sale featuring red-hided cattle, as well as accepting all breeds of beef. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call 608-994
Hello, this is Chase Hassett, 2 and Timsock Auction Realty. With sales, what's not coming events, smaller sale and crowd. Everyone is in the fields. Large squares topped at 195 a ton and large rounds topped at 150 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending May 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close, guns, tools, Avon, and more. Watch for more online only auctions. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hastatoon. Have a great day.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A little less milk. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA says April milk production was slightly lower than March and April of 2023. USDA says April milk production was 18.3 billion pounds in the 24 primary dairy producing states and 19.1 billion pounds nationwide. That's about 500 million pounds less than the previous month and 69 million pounds less than the nationwide April 2023 total. The number of milk cows in the 24 major dairy states was down 55,000 head from a year ago. California has the most dairy cattle with 1.7 million head, producing 3.54 billion pounds of milk. That's followed by Wisconsin with 1.2 million head, producing 2.72 billion pounds of milk. Michigan continues to have the highest milk per cow average with 2,300 pounds per cow. USDA revised their March production figures slightly higher to 18.9 billion pounds produced. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged for a third straight trading session at 41.5, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2.25 cents at 192, 5 sales there. Cheese barrels down 1.5 cents at 211 with 1 sale. Butter was up 2.25 cents at 309.25 with 4 sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cent to 116 with 3 sales. Class 3 milk prices were mostly lower Monday. June down 47 cents at $20.99. July down 23 to $20.41. August down 22 at $20 even. September was down 19 cents at $19.70. And October up 2 to $19.57. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A little bit of light rain continues here at WRCO Studios. The forecast for today calls for a high of 82, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be rather severe, especially late in the day today. Storms could be severe tonight again and ending by late evening. A low of 54, partly sunny Wednesday and a rather breezy, a high of 72, much less humid. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer again, a high of 79, and cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms for much of the day Friday, with a high of 73. Occasional rain this morning. We're at 62 degrees. Time to hit the road at 13 before 6.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Graduating class of Hillsboro, may your graduation be the beginning of a lifetime filled with success, happiness, and fulfillment. Congratulations! Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU, Julie Cairns State Farm, Bailey Paint and Decorating, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
There's a wren in a willow wood. Flies so high and sings so good, and he brings to you what he sings to you. Like my brother the wren and I, well he told me if I try I could fly for you, and I want to try for you, 'cause I want to sing you a love song. I wanna rock you in my arms all night long. I wanna get to know you. I wanna show you the peaceful feeling of my home. Summer thunder on moonbright days, northern lights and skies ablaze, and I love when I sing to you. Silver wings in a fiery sky show the trail of my love, and I wanna sing to you. Love is what I bring to you, and I wanna my home.
That's a love song from Ann Murray here on the Light in the Milk House show. 7 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock, we remind you Muscadet will be spraying for mosquitoes on Wednesday and Thursday evenings of this week. So be aware of that. And the city of Richland Center will be placing flags in front of veterans' headstones on Wednesday, starting at 4:30, to honor them for Memorial Day. Volunteers would be appreciated to help. All volunteers can meet at the cemetery starting at 4:30 tomorrow, Wednesday.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, both calves and slaughter cows were steady. Holstein bull calves sold from $5.30 to $6.40 per pound. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar, with Holstein cows topping at $1.22 and beef cows up to $1.46. We had four 12 to 1,400 pound mixed breed steers and heifers with just a little cover on them, and they sold from $1.30 to $1.65. While the cow-calf pairs were no shows, we did have some six-month bred black heifers, and they ranged from 1950 to 2050. Lightweight Jersey steers up to 190 and Holstein heifers to 150. Feeder sale this Friday, May 17th at 1 o'clock. While we don't expect as many cattle as the previous sales, there still be many smaller packages of lightweight cattle suitable for pasture. Bull sales coming up on Wednesday, May 29th. If you have extra bulls for this year's breeding season, give us a call to get them on our list. Be sure to contact Darren Colton or Jim, 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a very volatile weather situation across the region today, as we've been saying for a couple of days, thanks to a powerful low pressure system, which will travel from Nebraska this morning right up toward northern Minnesota by later tonight, dragging in warm, humid air, lots of wind energy. Looks like all the ingredients are in place for a major severe weather outbreak, especially later this afternoon and this evening. Please be alert, checking the sky, and checking for later information, and have a plan to go to safety should some storms develop with very high winds, large hail, and even tornadoes. In fact, this is the type of situation where we can get strong, long-lived tornadoes, so especially dangerous. Rainfall could be at least a half inch, maybe some spots getting an inch, inch and a half through tonight. The heaviest rain may go just to the west and north of our area. Behind this, breezy and cooler tomorrow, but some sun returning. Looks like the next weather system should arrive on Friday. Today's forecast, muggy and turning breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe, especially later today. High reaching the low 80s, southeast to south wind of 10 to 20. Storms early tonight, some severe and then drying up and breezy after midnight, low 54. Partly sunny, breezy, and much less humid tomorrow, high 72, west wind 15 to 25. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again. Low 49 with a high of 79 degrees. The outlook for Friday, cloudy with periods of rain and storms much of the day. Low 54, high 73. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and just a bit cooler. Low 49 with a high of 68. Sunday, partly sunny and mild, low at 48, high 71. And Monday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of showers. Low 53 with a high near 68. You stay safe out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Right now, cloudy skies and light rain, 62 degrees. Yesterday, we topped out at 73. We did pick up over an inch, one inch and 8/100ths here at the rain gauge. A record high, 93 in 1975. May 21st of 1957, we bottomed out at 27. Last year's high, 79, and the low, 43. Sunset will happen at 8:25 for this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 5:31. Currently, the air is calm. Barometer is at 29.78. We have picked up 5/100ths of an inch of rain since midnight. We had some thunder and lightning earlier this morning. And right now, after a low of 60, it is 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Today's news update at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan. Also sponsored